Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Cosmic Philosopher. I am Jamal Zed, and I must first say I'm late, but I am glad that I am able to be late, because then I would have no show. All right, so I think you are as happy as I am, for those who like to hear the things I talk about. I am still amazed, very amazed, and still trying to find out, will I experience in my lifetime before I pass on exactly what is going on this planet, where the human life is all about? Because now, what this is based on, what I have read in history, on what I see actually manifesting according to history. It is too far apart what history says and what is happening in the human world. It's not in line with prehistory. Prehistory has the mural for civilized humanity. And only civilized humanity I see in history to have control over orderly society. That's not what is going on. If you don't know, let me tell you. Let me ask you first. Do you think that prehistory and modern time, or in other words, let's say BC prehistory and AD Anno Domini modern history, are they in line to you? I think it's more interactive when we look at it this way, because it cuts out confusion when we draw the line with the certified history, which is the era of BC, that these folks say it is before Christ. Now, it's all right to get clarity out of what they call before Christ. Because guess what? I don't see anybody trying to make a difference between these type of indications. But how can we not make distinction between prehistory and what we call AD Anno Domini now, the BC era days, and what went on back there? I feel so dull at times, but you see, once I start to talk about this subject matter, I begin to feel life surging inside of me, because somehow it is something interesting, super interesting, when we talk, something to know, something to discover, and the part of a lot of us. So I am asking a question that all human beings on planet Earth are to have a knowledge of. I can tell how ignorant I have been for a long period of my life, until I began to read like someone supposed to read words and get results, get answers by clarification, by making distinction, and all these kinds of ways that we must think in order to come to the right state of mind, all people who are participating in societal life, to clarify societal life. How do we put societal life in perspective? Societal life did not start with AD Anno Domini. You understand that? It did not. Oh, all this AD Anno Domini versus BC. Oh, all this AD Anno Domini to BC era. Do you know that? If you don't know that, I tell you what, go dig your grave. Really? Because living don't mean anything to you. Even though you may be enjoying a lot of things, you don't deserve to enjoy anything. You don't deserve to even live. If you don't know that, because everything that sustain our lives depends on
the virtue of BCE, the era that was built Elohim God. That's what I read in the certified civilized prehistory before the flood. That is what I read. And I've come to a state of mind right now that I view things the way I know it in history. Until somebody who know history better than me show up, like, call me now, right now. And let us have a talk, because you know what? I can't wait longer for somebody to get up and talk about the way the tree of life grows for all of us here today. Where was the tree of civilization planted? Can anybody tell me? Is it in the Adam and Eve in a garden where a spirit God create Adam and Eve in the Bible? Because we only read that in the Bible. We don't read that in prehistory. You understand that? Now, we need to, like, explain that, because something is very, very wrong. I was in the church, and from age 7 until, beyond 50, I start to read and understand things, and behold, all things are new, because AD Anadamani does not exist as a civilized way of thinking or doing anything. That's the problem. It's the problem I am having in the world that is supposed to be civilized and orderly, as I have read in prehistory, and how government first came about. Where did the AD Anadamani came about? Can somebody call me and tell me how AD Anadamani came about? Is there anybody to call me and tell me? All right, the number to call me, just in case you say, all right, give me the number, right? I'm going to give you the number. 347-850-1358. I'm serious. Kind is influenced by a delusional spirit, and it is important for us to know that. Where did the life of civilization started? I want somebody to call me and tell me that. And if you sit over there and hear what I'm saying, able to determine whether I am making sense or not. Because it's just like if I ask you, let's say your parents are past and gone, but you know them well. You know them when they were in their 30s or 40s and stuff like that. So you know much about your parents. Now, what did your parents tell you about the days when they lived? Well, let's say, like, in the early 19th century. What did they tell you? What the world was like? You see, because if I ask you to go hypothetically from someone who passed away, but let's talk about someone. If you were to talk to someone back in the BC era, and not like, we can go anywhere in the BC era and get a depiction of what I am thinking. What was BC 100 like? Because BC did not have but one type of government, you see. Now, it is important that you follow what I'm saying. Go back to BC or BCE 100. It means simply before Christ. I mean, in how much percent is that? 100%. So what was life like back then? Was white people ruling? No. When did white people begin to rule? In a political sense. Because we do know about 600 years. White people begin to make a lot of trouble in the world when they overthrow the king in Italy. And they go about with the king's military and dress code and acting like they are the Romans. And that's what we are affected by today. These people who overthrow the king and said they are Romans are the Inquisition and Crusades. Well, that's what they call themselves later. They are terrorists. Are terrorists. And if you don't know that, I give you ample opportunity to call me and talk to me about it. You know what? Deep in my heart, I am not hopeful that anybody is going to call me, but I have a little reservation, a little exception. There may be, I feel certain that there are some people out there and perhaps listening to me, they agree with what I'm saying. They may be saying, wow, you know, Tim is talking a very, very serious issue today. He's getting deeper in this stuff. Deeper, yes, that's right. And it is ultimate because there are a lot of things that are civilized we need to start pay attention, and we are not. You see, this distinction that I am making with you is one that tossed these white people where they came from. Because they cannot give account for what I am asking you. Because they are criminals. Say they are running the world government. But not unless we research the history well, the prehistory, Sumerian, where if you don't know, let me tell you. You can Google it and find out for yourself too. Where did the first civilized law come from in the human establishment when human being came? We can find out in the world history textbook when the white people became operative. We can find out find out where they originate. Like you'll say in the Bible, God created heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Right? And he made mankind on the sixth day. Yes, he made mankind on the sixth day. And say, Adam and Eve, these people are lying. They are lying. If they think they can backdate anything and create the effect they desire, it's a lie. Because prehistory is there that don't allow people to lie and get away with it into a civilized reading and understanding of prehistory, which is certified. Nothing about the Bible is certified. Do you know that? Nothing about the Bible is certified. And I am keeping what I'm saying directly to certified prehistory information so that you can determine what people, the Europeans that begin civilized law, or did white people start civilization? You know, I mean, I can ask you it that way too. Did any white people start civilization? And when? Now, prehistory says 450,000 years ago, 450,000 years ago, the Elohim came from the 10th planet, Nibiru, and came to Earth into South Africa. And the place is there right now. It's being researched, the geography in South Africa, the Abzu, and it is in history, the laboratory, the science laboratory that started the life of the hybrid African people. That's what the truth says. And how do you get human law? How do you get the first civilized human law? It's by the gods. It has nothing to do with the Bible and God creating nothing, because not Nagasa. Okay? So whosoever want their life to be in line with reality, you have to look on it. You have to look at it from the perspective that I am talking, because I'm talking from the certified academic source, nothing else. Nothing that these white people, sodomites, are writing about, you know, writing all over into even world history textbook, them going in there because them claim they have authority, and they do not. It's simply because African people won't read and hold their the position that they have. You see, and following Africa that is working with these sodomites to destroy the African people. Because some black people think that, you know, once they are up there with these white people now who say they have, you know, control over everything, well, they are under these white people, because it's not white people that have power to rule anywhere. You read the history. You know, if you're just reading today's history, when I tell you not about prehistory and before the flood, then you don't know anything about the civilized life of humanity and where civilization come from, right? So the church, the Christian church, has nothing to do with where civilization come from. So if you think that the church is a civilized institution, it's the Inquisition that kill off the black people, and you can go to 1220 AD and you will get a good sense of what I'm talking about. Okay? I give you a good sense of what I am talking about, that the only way we're going to find out how civilization started cannot start to read AD and Adamani for that, because a pure line of Bible. You see, there is no creation that started in real. No real creation started in Genesis. None whatsoever. So you got to, like, get to understand that. So I am going to the root of it. And if you don't like, you know, the root of it that I am dealing with, I just cannot help that. I cannot help that if you do not. I really don't. Because reality is not in many places. You know? Reality is not in many places. Reality is in one place. And that's where we got to go to find reality. All right? Now, I don't know if you on what I am saying. I don't know if you pick up on what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying is the ultimate information about where the things of our lives started first. And I'm saying it didn't start 2,000 years ago, because the world, how long ago the world, Smithsonian is telling you about human society, hundreds of thousands of years, and you think no government existed back then? Did it have any link with AD and Adamani? No. It does not. So people who are here, just a second. Talking on everybody's level. I'm not talking on my level. I'm talking on everybody's level. Because it is the raw truth, and if you are in bondage, this truth that I am speaking will set you free. Right? And if you don't know, you know, someday people alive will find out. I can tell you this. I scorn what is going on planet Earth right now. Really. Seriously. Scorn. I scorn it. Right? And the reason why I scorn it, because I was in the church, and for over 50 years, you know, all of this foolishness that I don't understand, that's what I believed. There is nothing else. My parents and everything. And millions of people do, right? And it is at a time, it's like with us as human beings and those of us who are suffering now because of, you know, the wrong conduct. Not just in our time, no, but it started way back. You know, it started way back. It started way back, and we read about the flood and that people were not behaving themselves well, all right? But, you know, that was way back in the BC era anyway, like going back 12,000, the Neolithic age, and coming on to the Bronze Age. And who began to make the trouble on Earth? You need to know it's these white people, okay? That are a sodomite culture today. Now, you know, I can't go into now the fact that they are from a descent of hominid, the first set of human type that walk upright. And you see the big long line of them, I guess, where they started from, I mean, a human like start walking and bend over. And it goes on, like they have like about what, some 6 or 7 different levels, right? Until it comes to the upright walking, humanoid, okay? And it took a few million years, right? Yes, that's where life is coming from. If we don't look at it that way, we're not seeing life at all, and life is confused and without any form. And just void. But the history will lead us to the very infinite. Right? The infinite that is known. Not infinite, but the finite. The finite time when humanity, not civilized human, but humanity began to evolve. And these white people come from that. That's where they are coming from. That's before any human like the African people. They're, we never come around yet, because it took We came around, we are created in Africa 200,000 years ago. But who created us are the hybrids? When did they come to Earth? 450,000 years ago. Now, who was before? Who here today will come from a species before the gods came to Earth? Are the Homo erectus white people then? They were here up in Europe. They come first out of Africa and go into Europe. And it says they go up there because they were able to make a fire and warm themselves. That's what the issue says, right? And they were up there able to make a fire and stone tools. And that history carry them, to the Bronze Age. End of the Bronze Age. It is that period where these white people encounter black people, why they are able to talk. They interbreed with the black people. That's where trouble started. When black people began to fuck with these idiots, okay, that are barely humans, you got to hear the truth. Because you know what? I don't have another truth to tell. That's what the history says. Now, I happen to read whatever part of the history when I left high school about 20 years prior and still didn't know anything, right? Because it doesn't matter. Oh, I go to church and instead I am enlightened. They arrest me and throw me out and carry me to jail and find me guilty of trespassing. Now, you know, there's always, they say, two sides to a story. You mean you have the side which is lie. And the other part of the story is true. Well, me don't have any reason for lie. I wasn't up in the world and looking anything else besides to love the Lord and to be blessed by the Lord. I don't know nothing evil in what I had believed. But who gave me that belief is these Sodomite white people. Because they make up the church and make up, you know, two stories. One, you know, where them I tell you little truth, and the other a pure lie them I tell you. But them have to mix it up with little truth anyway. But, you know, to make it work, right? But these white people, that's what happened. Now, they are a set of folks who like to interbreed with others. And this is what got us into this situation. They interbreed with the Neanderthals at large. And that make them possible to breed with the hybrid too. That's it. So if they never start this whole bunch of junk, you see, and stay Homo erectus, the world would not be in the shape it's in. It would be run by kings still. But look, ain't nobody stand up in front of me and talk to me and tell me anything unless it's in the history that defines the finite truth. Not infinite. The finite. And let me make sure I am telling you the right thing. All right. We have the word here, finite. Having limits or bounds. And I am glad it's like that because that's exactly, and maybe some people would have guessed that I am wrong, but now that's why I always like to resort to the history that is not in favor of me or anybody. Having limits or bounds. Every computer has a finite amount of memory. You know, so it's not infinite without limit. All right. So now you understand what I'm saying. We are human beings. And we are not infinite. We are finite because we have a limit in time when we exist from when we did not exist. Where people going to make up church and all this kind of stuff and influence us to a finite state where they cannot define it. Finite can define. Anybody tell you that they, you know, they can't explain to you, walk away from them. Or tell them, well, that don't make sense. And, you know, let the conversation go where it's not making sense to making sense. And you get something going on. So what I'm trying to say to you is that when you begin to read and find out finite, when you find out the finite boundaries of things, where things began, then you got it. You see what I'm saying? It's not a joke. So now you see what I'm talking about. We have got to get to finality, where we come from. Now you have AD Anadamani. And what was first? It's not AD Anadamani. You have before Christ. And they base AD Anadamani on Christ. Now, my friends, this is what is happening in the world today because Africa sit over there and allow these Homo erectus, sodomite culture, to mingle with the civilized African culture. They first came out of Africa and went into Europe 1.5 million years ago. When I say these things, nobody will call and try to say, well, all right, this is a place where we can talk about reality. Reality that is finality of the human existence. Who started this civilized human existence? Why these white people are hounding the African people and taking away all of what they have and make a Jesus, make all kind of these things that are criminally designed. They started out as Inquisition. Nobody paying any attention to the Inquisition. Why? Black people don't pay attention to Inquisition that started the Roman Catholic Church and begin to establish church all over the world. So you come and say, and read the Bible about Adam and Eve made in a garden and all that, and no gossip. You're not reading final I said infinite and finite. You're not reading finite. Finite life issue. Where civilized life begin. You need to know that. And you need to know who are civilized from not civilized. You don't hear anything in history that black people were in Inquisition. No, I don't read none of that. It's the people them that call themselves Romans who steal the army and the dress code from the king in Rome. Okay, well, I mean, how long I'm in the world and I don't know that? No, I do because what I read, and now I'm putting the pieces together here, right? And you must know for sure that the glitz and glamour that these sodomites set up, all they are about, they have one, agenda from the beginning of their finite pursuit the same agenda they call themselves by nice names, like Puritan Christian agenda. You see? And none of that don't come from anywhere clean. It come from where they fuck ass a lot. Inquisition and crusaders. Okay? You have got to know the truth. They can't sit out there and talking about democracy. African people are not of democracy. We have kingship. They don't want to talk about kingship because you got to find out how these white people develop by evolution. From hominid to Homo erectus. It is in the state of Homo erectus they met the Neanderthals in Europe, because the Neanderthals, the Homo, not Homo erectus, I'm still not turning the right page. The right page is that the Neanderthals left Africa too, so they are like the second to migrate. Oh, it is there. Yes, they are the second. They are the second humanoid now to leave. To leave Africa and go into Europe. And they, now, these sodomites take them on, okay? And miscegenation with them extensively. Now, they were not altogether civilized at all, okay? But they were further civilized than the Homo erectus. Right? They interbreed up with the Neanderthals. Okay? And they all make stone tools. They never excel beyond making stone tools. My friends, you never look at this stuff, and therefore, you know, you may be stunned and stuff like that. You may sense that I cannot be lying. You must feel my spirit. You've got to know I'm not lying. I'm dedicated to see what's there, for I was in the church from when I was a boy. It never satisfied me. I want the truth. I want the truth. And what led me to know it is because there was nothing interesting going on in the church that I wanted to know. Right? Because I know whatever there is are the border of the church. The finite, you know, form of the church. So there was nothing there. I knew I was to look for a source of information that was going to explain to me to satisfaction of my quest, right? And that's what happened to me. Over a few years, I get to learn certain things. Okay? Now I see the world is a before Christ and after Christ. And before Christ, nobody don't business with before Christ. You just hear a little bit of before Christ talk about, and that is not enough to furnish your mind with a complete knowledge of this of civilized world. You see, now you hear all kind of thing, I mean the word civilized, talking all kinds of ways. But not so. It is not so. It is all spelled out in history, the time when these white people started out as a species. It is all in history. 1.5 million years ago. It is there spelled out. They don't even want to identify with that. They want to identify with everything they make up in latter time and make latter time become the dominant knowledge for people to have. That's what these sodomites doing, and they drag the black people into it, and black people don't have any sense now. So they get, these sodomite white people, they get what they're looking for. Because they get to fuck the African people now and take their wealth away from them and say they make AD and Adamani now it's their government power. And what happened to Africa that is supposed to run kingship government? I mean, thousands and thousands of years, the God established their own brand of government on earth for us to emulate it. And we're not emulating nothing. And these sodomites has every jurisdiction, I mean, faggot jurisdiction over every African territory and people. Okay? Now, I want somebody to call me and tell me how these fucking ass white people come to be in power, feeding African people with all of what they feel like giving to them. Now, they are doing it because we don't stand up and say, look, get out of here. It's not your place. No, no, we concede to them everywhere they go. So, this is my argument, is that when we decide to reject the knowledge before Christ, before Jesus Christ, they say, was born, of which there's hardly anybody now who believe the story. I'm not just saying that. It is a fact. The amount people are afraid of these white people. They don't want to make no move because these white people are ready to kill them. That's basically what it is. This world is in, you know, it's like civilization is shattered in a lot of ways because it is inactive. And everybody live whichever way they want according to the white people and their domination and what they want the world to become. They want the world to become sodomite fucking people. And I'm not just making a simple allegation. No, it is a fact. You know, I mean, if you want to, like, know what the fact is, if you don't know, you shouldn't. But if you want to know, come and sit down. Come call me and let us chat about that. It would be nice to have a conversation where we can talk about these things, right? But right now, I come as close as I have when it comes to talking about before Christ and when Christ came. Let's talk about it in an academic, intellectual, and in the way that we can make sense of what before Christ means. On this program, I want people to call me and tell me what before Christ means. And then tell me what AD and Adamic means in detail. Because look, these white people are ruling the world and the generation of African people over the past 2,600 years. And I am amazed that I am reading and find out. Well, I did paralegal, you know. I did paralegal. And no jing, jang, bang is going to come before me and talk nonsense. If they don't read the finite borders of where we're coming from and who is who, you ain't going to talk to me and tell me nothing. Okay? because that is fucking white people on a shit. You going to tell me? I don't want to hear none of that. Civilized history and where we're coming from. Okay? Because the time has come for the truth to be known. Am I the one to tell it? I'm telling it. I'm telling it. You see what I mean? And that's all I got to do. I'm not going out and make trouble with nobody at all. The trouble is, what are these white people doing in our lives? Take every place we have and say it's theirs, and then the tornadoes are out there, making a meal of them, I mean, ever so often. They don't pay that no mind. They don't pay that no mind. Nobody sees that there was no tornado in America before they come here. I don't read of any. They themselves begin to spot tornado after they are here about some 30 years. That these forces began to show. I think, based on what I read, the gods really allowing things to go the worst it can until some of us will realize and say, oh no, we can't stand no more. I think so. Well, you know what? I came up in church, and all this barren life I live, something happened. Why I'm here talking? I wouldn't be here talking at all. You see? Because I was not even a talkative person. I was like a quiet a quiet person, you know, but not like what I am here right now. You know what I mean? I had to like restructure my mind by the thoughts I had on when I was taking on. I had to get rid of that old foundation. You see, that in my time, I come not in the BC time, I come in the AD time, after Christ. You see. So what I am talking and saying right now is something that I'll talk to anybody. I mean anybody at all. Whether it's government or no government, I mean just like a person like myself. But I went and I get as much education as I could afford. Right? High school. Prior to high school, I was 27 years of age when I go to adult high school. Right? I just feel like I couldn't live without reading above fourth grade level. That's what back in Jamaica, the white people in place, well, a lot of people may, you know, make a little success, others don't, right? It's the white people's place that they trust, and, you know, after they work us out to nothing, okay? And today, you see Britain, you see France, you see America, you see Canada and all these places, where white people have taken the wealth from the black people and begin to rule them. It is because the black people who are taken into captivity, they are not prepared to do no kind of a psychological or intellectual academic battle, or on to protect themselves from the higher level of reasoning. They don't no prepare for that. Until today, they'll have like a brother of mine. He has a PhD, right? What does he major in? Religion. I mean, church. They call it religion, but you know, this is another thing that they do wrong, using BC before Christ ways of life and package up AD Anadamani, believing in Christ. They make up Christ of some pattern they learn from before Christ. That's what these sodomite white people do. You see what I mean? And anywhere they go, they create blunder. Let me tell you some of them. They create blunder in the Bible And they are the one that wrote the Bible and pretending like it's not them. A lot of black people are trust so much in the Bible, you could never convince them that no Adam and Eve, no in no garden anywhere. Them see Adam and Eve in the garden, and it no de there, right? So, yes, these white Sodomite people, long before they come out at 509 B.C., where they staged the coup in Italy, in Rome. They wrote the Bible, and they had to feature themselves in there in a story mingling with black people. So they call themselves, they refer to themselves as the Sodomites. But all you're going to know are the white people then. You will have to read from the border beginning of their existence. And if you cannot tell that they are only known to exist 1.5 million years ago, it's enough to knock your socks off. Anyway, but the point is, we don't grow up in the church to know anything about white people and black people, white people, because they learn and get education from us because of their interbreeding and then force interbreed with the African hybrid. This is the thing about it. They get blood they're not supposed to have. You see? And that blood is never going to make them more civilized. It's not going to make them civilized as us. It's impossible to make them more civilized than us. What happened since they interbreed? I tell you, the first sign that I see is that they interbreed with the Neanderthals in an extensive way, right? So most of them, I think, are of Neanderthal offspring today, right? So I'm telling you, these white people, they always create blunder long before they came on the scene, right? So they are writing that in a Bible about way back in time of Lot and Abraham, you see, and say, you know, two men talk about the gods because they know about the gods, of course. So they're saying the gods, two men, they call them, came into Lot's house. And, of course, they broaden the story that you can tell that when they say that Lot had two male visitors in his house, they're talking about the gods, the Elohim. Okay? And the way they write that story, and one of the things that they made dominant in the story is how roguish they are. Right? Is how sane they are, the way they think, right? And how violent they were, yes, which today we see the same trait in them. Just that they got worse and worse. Okay? Now, another place, right? So you read Genesis 18, 19, and you will see the story there with them, okay? And they didn't play to call themselves Sodomy, you know, the people of Sodom. You see, they make themselves renowned in the Bible. I mean, who don't know about Sodomy? And a white people you talk about. But the way they go about things, you know, they have a lot of a good, like, commonsensical thinking. They couldn't read, so they couldn't do no harm. Under Homo erectus and Neanderthal breeding. You know, I mean, I don't read anything that they were violent apart from the intermixing there, which African people come to involve with them as well. But I am trying to say to you, these white people were never people with a tongue to talk. They didn't have brain. You know, I mean, that gives them talking. So they learn now how to talk because they interbreed with the Neanderthals and with the African people, ultimately, where they get the real thing from, the civilization, knowledge, and language. They didn't get language from the Neanderthal, no, but they get it now over the past 12,000 years. Now, if I'm saying that wrong, you mean from the time I'm repeating it on this program, nobody come and say, Tim, I have a correction here for you. Why not? Why not? And why not nobody else is getting up and speak the truth that the gods live here for orderly society? It's in the book. Sumeria, where first things began for mankind, not for the gods, because they come from a planet that is, you know, littered with civilization and great scientists, not humans, not the human ones, but the gods type, the gods type. And anybody here read and understand the time of the gods before Christ, and yes, that's right, before Christ, because no, I mean, they couldn't bring that trash here when the gods was here, right? So before Christ, if you read and understand, you will find out. And even Cicero, who is a Sodomite, he was a politician in the last century BC. He wrote and said this. Let me tell you what he said to show you that these white people, they know that they are tricking the African people. They know that. They know they're lying when they write Adam and Eve in the garden. These white people know better, but it what is what they plan to do over 12,000 years ago, since they were taught in our institution to read. Today, you'd never see that because they come and fool back people that when they take away everything over the past 26 years, they come and take away our wealth and control and setting up universities and stuff like that. They wouldn't do that if they did not mingle with African people. If they did, they wouldn't just be making stone tool at the Bronze Age, like, you know, the, you know, 1200 BC, way down there. And that's where they created one of their blunders, is to destroy the Bronze Age. All right? Now, I want to read to you what Cicero said, okay? To show you they are not oblivious to the things that they are doing. They have good sense before as humanoid or Homo erectus, right? And offsprings of Neanderthals. When they interbreed with the black people, that was cream and the icing on the cake. We're speaking, reading, and, you know, no sense of direction is all opening up now, okay? And see them there? In structure and form, running everything as business in the world, and what the black people are doing. Even if black people are doing, you're under their bogus fucking A.D. Anadamani law and talk about democracy. All black people business are under these white men, thing. And all I'm saying right now is that no, you got to stop this A.D. Anadamani fucking foolishness. Because there is no law in there. Okay? There's no law. You can't set up foundation on mid-air. Okay? No, you have to have a planet with surface. A.D. Anadamani has no surface of law, right? You can't say because they call it law is law. No, this federal government that make all kind of law code and stuff like that, they learn from the gods. And I'm going to tell you, affirmation in the world is a textbook that these fucking white foolishness, they don't know we would come to read them, okay? And they think they own everything. I'll show them that they don't own not even a fly, okay? Not even a fly or an ant. They don't own nothing. Prove it to me. They have it all in the book, and they think that they all, you know, deteriorate our brain. We will never understand anything. That's what they think. Somebody like me would never make an impression if what they are thinking is true. I would never make any impression. I couldn't if they were right. But to show, although I was held in the church because my parents were Christian, I didn't have anything to tell me to get out of church. One of my brother was, you know, more high-tech than he came out of the church when he was about 16. He didn't go back in there. And when I found out why, you know, in a lot of time, it is because he realized it didn't make no sense. Something, he had an experience there, and it showed him that the church didn't make any sense. And it is not something minor so that you could think he could overlook it. No, it is something intrinsic with the nature of the church. Purity could not behave that kind of way. So you don't bother go back in there. But I'm telling you now, what we are in and the trap we are in, it is very important that I talk these things, that I go into research and know, right? That these white people that we have talking about that they are the best, better class of people and stuff like that, prove it into history to me that that is true. And I speak for the species of the hybrid people. That's what I am speaking for, because you're not going to grow me up into your fucking church. Church this, church that, and have Inquisition killing us and doing all this kind of stuff, and nobody don't come up against it. Not unless we were not created with the real God's blood. You know, their blood is to do something, right? It is to do something. And if we continue to make these fucking white people control and falsely hone what the African people have, then we don't worth anything. You see what I mean? We all destroy the blood of the gods. What happened? You go and fuck with these white people, okay? And they are homo erectus. They are coming from the dumbest place. You see, and begin to, if they were not interbreeding with other blood, they wouldn't worth anything but stay down there and don't value nothing. They put value to themselves now by what they do, but who else is benefited by it? Them. Them. And the people who are living a civilized life, not benefited at all. If any. Okay? But it doesn't count. It doesn't count because it's not the three-quarter of it count. It's the whole. We are not sharing anything with white people. Intellect is what is on now, because I am here on this radio, and they are always like trying to mute out my mic and stuff like that, right? They don't understand. Their shitty ass stinks, okay? And I would like to know, when they're fucking a man, if they are not stink. I would like to know that. That's where shit comes from. And I have to, like, fight it that we're there. You know, see what I mean? I'm telling you the truth. And look, yeah, I don't use a hammer and hit it. I use a sledge. Fucking stinking white people talking about they own every place black people are in. Well, the God say, all right, you all must bear the pain for your ancestors, because I tell them don't do it, they do it. Well, you come and you do better, because it's easy to do better. No, what Africa is doing, Africa is with them. You see, like, they must be either doing one or two things, either, you know, being stupid in taking money from them, you know, so Africa sold us out to them. Africa is giving them subsidy. Why? It, you know, there is, if you go into the history and understand what white people are coming from, Africa put them up in the world for what, I don't know. I don't know, because we don't have anything that read like a Bible. You see what I mean? And I never use language like fucking or fuck you. I never say those things because I didn't think fuck was a nice word, but it's a word now that means something valuable, and if you don't interpret it wrong, fuck is not a bad word, right? But the way society uses it today, all right. But now, a word that I never, you know, feel like is cool to use, I use it now for their sake. I use it for white people's sake. Okay? Fucking ass, and I don't feel anything. Because it's the truth. They didn't feel no way when they go and write in their Bible about Lot and his two men, male visitors. They go there and they weren't ashamed to write those things. You know, oh, they don't want Lot's daughters he was offering them. They don't want his daughters. And when Lot wouldn't open the door for them to come in, they wanted to knock it down. And that's when the visitors came out and get rid of them. The two visitors, supposedly the gods with greater power, they say they were struck blind. I don't know, because the story don't sound all that to me. You see what I mean? It has some relevance, but I don't buy into all of the things that they are saying. But one thing I definitely buy, you know, they are exactly the picture that is painted in the Bible of them, these white people here, because that's what they do. You can't exempt the them in the Bible. Then where are those sodomites gone? It's them. Okay? It is them. And the tunnel lies black people are believing today. It's about time we know better. Right? Because we can't be blamed for what the ancestors did and climatize us to what they did. It's time for us to feel the vibe. Right? You feel the vibe from me? I'm serious. I am serious. And you never hear me speaking vile. When I see what tornado done to these people, and I mean a society that is just white people, when I see what it does, I say, well, you know what? You're all due to be destroyed. Because though a lot of them may not know what they're doing, but, you know, it is their fault why they don't know. If they don't know, they're the more, you know, intelligent group of them. Who knows? They know what they're doing. So what I'm trying to say to you here is that what they write up in the World History textbook is what they say about one of them who is a noble among them from where they began to come, because I tell you, it's 2600 years now that they've been doing things as Romans, right? And they, by now, by AD 100, not AD, but by BC 100, these white people, going back 12,000 years, they educate themselves. Yeah, they educate themselves. Yeah. They educate themselves and place themselves and get together as a society, as a culture. Take and they learn more and more. And when they go to a African dwelling, They behave like, you know, they want to learn and they want to be good people. Not soon as they understand what you're doing, and they learn quick. These sodomites, they learn quick. You know? They learn quick. I can't put I would never like compare myself with a lot of the quickness of some of these people, but it's not the Homo erectus type. These are the crossbreed with the African blood, the God's blood they have inside of them. So you see them now, you look on these white people and you hear they speak, and you look at their skin tone and stuff like that, and you can tell. And you see now, even their nose pretty much can tell you, oh, that is not the full white people, Homo erectus. You can tell. That's them, you know, and they think that they will outdo us. But look, simple me with a high school diploma, and I don't have it all, you know, the best level of it, because poor me, but I do my best. But what I'm trying to tell you, well, I was more interested in reading comprehension, because that is really what, you know, I find inside of me, the power is working. It's to read and have good comprehension of what you read. So, yeah, I can do arithmetic and stuff like that and things like, you know, just barely count. You see, that's fine with me. When it comes to reading and understand structure and form, understand distinction. Oh, look, reading comprehension is the highest right there. But you can't, like, put it aside and say it is the highest. I don't treat it like that, because all of these things are a package for us to learn. So whichever you excel in, more power to you, right? As long as you have enough of what to take you along. So as far as I'm concerned, listen, these white people who take over the world, if that doesn't bother you, well, too bad. It doesn't bother you. You don't know what the creation of civilization is. That's basically the truth. And whatever you are, you feel like you have big achievements, you have money and all those kind of stuff. Now, it is within the context of whose money it is you have. You know what I mean? When these guys make AD Anadamani as a bureaucracy. Remember, they were doing political insurgency, and you know, and destroying the black people some 600 years before. You see, and then when they come to the point now, they come to Palestine. This was when they get a lot of stuff together and plan what to do. So when, at the way they exit, look at the way they exit and leave out polytheism. Remember I tell you, they get to read over the past 12,000 years. So by the time they come on down to like AD 1000, these guys, a lot of them are highly educated because they go to the Elohim institution of learning, and they learn about different phases of life. Yes, but you could see when they started out and was pushing it because they were not all that ready. But since the old world back there was... the world back there was, you know, a lot of the water that they carry, they have to dredge, right? And they call it, canals, okay? And these guys didn't know how to do things like that, but they were trying. They were trying, okay? So they were up in the... Mesopotamian mountain, they go over there, and was, you know, I mean, hiking up out there because they, you know, I mean, them don't have anything to do much of anything besides steal from the African people. That's what they were doing. So what I want to tell you now is that these white people actually get their education, more than education, the interbreeding, and get so many people from our side, from our blood, to work for them. And this is what we have going on here today. All right. So now, I'm showing you where these guys, oh, they come from being Homo erectus to what they call now Proto-Indo-European. Okay? First, they were Indo-European. Now, since they have a bulk of interbreed between African people, from here on out, they are, nothing but trouble for the African people. Because now, you know, see, now African is saying they need to get out of our territory. No, you know, hear that. You hear me say so. Right? And me against the world? Yeah, me and you against the world? How many of us against these sodomite idiots that can't stand up against us when we articulate the truth? You know, this is not fixing computer. This is fixing our historical life, man. That's what it's about. You don't see? And it doesn't matter what these guys say, we chop it down. Okay? They don't own nothing, man. They have to get it out of the history book. Look here. It is the history book that kills them, that show you everywhere they go about background Roman religion and who in this time like coming down to the end of BC and coming to AD, like from BC 75, coming on down to where we are here now. These guys are out there as Romans. You see, they are out there as Romans, and it probably come down into the they are talking about down into AD 1. You have AD 1 from BC 75 to AD 1. Yes. They are reigning out there from 509 BC. Yeah, they're reigning from 509 BC. So, that's right. So, see where they began to reform themselves and behave like they are civilized and begin to take over our territory one by one and things like that and work their trickery. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is what they did was use the Roman name from 509 BC when they overthrew Lucius Tarquinius King. And now they take on religion. Take on polytheism. They realize that they can go through this channel and get all the learning they want. Just pretend that they are Romans too. Like they pretend with the military. Augustus, they begin to use their own people now. They begin to train their own people to take office when they overthrow. You see? So they say now, Augustus brought back. So we talk about background. Then I tell you about the background now, that since they overthrow the king, 509 BC, they're giving you a background because they're way down now, coming on down to AD time when they're going to make AD Anno Domini. So background, colon. Roman religion. Augustus brought back traditional festival and ceremonies. Where they get ceremonies from? It's the gods. It's polytheism. You can't tell them that today. No, you can't tell them that. No, you see, because now they're looking to go up to Mars and go colonize Mars with them fucking honors, sodomy. That's what they're looking doing now. Okay, so I'm saying to you that this is the way. This is what they did. I'm actually digging them out for you to see who they are. Right? And what are you going to think? Go read. And when you read, you're informed. You have power when you have the knowledge. These guys only have money, but their money cannot answer evil that they have done. So we just need to catch them now and say, but wait a minute. You started doing what you're doing as Inquisition and killing black people and doing this and doing that to them, right? It's written down. But if you don't read, I know you can't go fumble before them and stuff like that. They'll just kiss them teeth and go and walk left you, and you can't do nothing. Them gone with them AD and Adamani, though, and them all rule you with it still, right? So I am telling you what they did and why, you know, if what prevents us from actually speak the word and what these guys, I mean, fall over themselves, running away from us, because they cannot stand up to that. Now, here it is, festival and all these things. It's not from them. And this is to let you know what distinction you must make between white sodomite culture people. They are sodomite culture and working tricks. It's the fact that you know that they've been interbreeding with other blood people. It's to let you know. And it's for you to evaluate what's wrong with their head, why they are the way they are, that they think that they must go everywhere they know black people have a settlement and take it over. And black people don't live nowhere. What do you think they are doing? What are they thinking? They are thinking, unless they deplete, enervate, weaken the African people, so till then can't talk them no know nothing. Just carry it on a little more, and black people will never know A nor B to defend themselves. This is what is happening. So, I'm telling you, once you have the truth, it's like you have money. You don't make nobody think you're poor, right? So, if you have knowledge, you don't make nobody think that you're a dunce. You're dumb. So, this is what they have done. I read it, and I'm telling you, okay? There is nobody on earth to trip you up. You read the thing, and you understand it from the beginning to where we are in the end. They incriminate themselves when they talk about before Christ. And you narrow them down to before Christ, since they're talking about before Christ. What was before Christ? And what was before Christ is that the gods came and the gods established civilization with zodiacal calendar. So when they come with their fucking head all turned upside down with other people's blood, they're going to tell you all kind of this and that and twist you and make it sound like what they must say sound good. You see what I mean? But my friends, they are baseless as the erectors. Baseless. Okay? And they're the one who learned from us. Okay? Through their interbreeding spree. 12,000 years ago, we come out of Africa 100,000 years ago, and it is after they do the interbreeding and begin to like use of what they can learn from the African people until I am telling you where they came to overthrow the king and call themselves Romans, okay? And nobody will confront them with the intellectual logic of the facts. Nobody won't confront them to it. And it's the reason why they're running like, oh, they just crazy owning everything African people have. What did they own before they come across the African over 1.5 million years ago? What did they own? Now, they're owning everything the gods own that belongs to us. Now, what are we doing about it? I'm doing something about it right now. I'm talking about it from the book. I'm telling you now what this guy, Cicero, says. But leading up to it, this is what they all think. They are Romans, right? White Romans from 509 BC. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion. You see what I mean? They cut out the African people right here when them talk about Roman religion and is a fraud. They're working a fraud. Okay? They are not talking about Romans here. They're talking about white people. So they use Roman name to blanket themselves. This is what we are suffering from here today. Once they bury themselves up with our name and we behaving like we don't know it's our name that they are using, they get to shovel up our wealth with it. That's what they do. All right? Because we give it to them because they say they have power. Now, it goes on. It says, the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic, right? The official state religion, not church. If you notice, they're not saying church because there was no church yet, all right? The official state religion focus on the worship of a number of gods. You see where they turn? Not to white people. Not to anybody else. Not to no other culture. But they turn to the gods and goddesses. And if you don't know, the gods and goddesses don't belong to Europe at all. None whatsoever. And this association that they create, they create it by taking on our name, the king's name too. Look where they go and do and work their trick, moving the king. That's why I say, where is Africa? Why they do nothing about these things that the white people began to do? Why they don't do anything? All right, let me go on. He says, so this is Roman state religion, mean the gods, polytheism. It's all about the Anunnaki and all that. If you think that they don't know what they're talking about and tell you that we are alone on the earth and we are the only civilization and all that kind of stuff, if you don't know that they're lying, it's too bad because you have a right to know. So it goes on to say, the official state religion, focus, listen what these white people say underneath the name Roman. It says that they focus that their official state religion of polytheism focus on the worship of a number of gods, goddesses. Do you hear that? I hope you hear that. A number of gods. It's surprising to say that. It's shocking, right? Yes, but a true. It's in the world history book, you know, about anybody, no matter what anybody says. So he says, including of all of these gods that they focus on and worship, including Juno, including Jupiter, Minerva, and Mars. You think about that. Think about that and think that could we have these white people here today calling themselves Puritan Pilgrim agenda, and all they do is kill African people, butcher them, and behave like they are still in Europe. Can you imagine that? And then it says, in addition, there's some place here, begin, something, what is it, begin here? Something begin here. Beginning. Yes. They worship a number of gods. Beginning, yes, a number of gods and goddesses, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. In addition, beginning with Augustus, emperors officially made gods. Do you see the blasphemy of these honest fucking dogs, white people? And it goes on that by the bronze, is it? What is it? I'm not sure. All right. Somehow I got some of this out. It says, yes, it says, the Roman Senate thus blustering. You know, so the Roman Senate makes Augusta emperor and the emperors them, make them gods too. Imagine this. So that's what they are playing today. These white people are playing the Elohim gods. Can't you see? African people. Now, thus blustering support for the emperors. The honest fucking white people them I'm talking. In the world, it's a textbook. Go read it for yourself. Go over to the next page. The Greek and Roman gods. Do you see these white people here today talking about they are Greeks and Roman gods? That's what they are. And it tells you Greek god, Roman god, you know, and the role that they play. I mean, in general, not just for them, because they are just joining in it. It's all polytheism. It's all African. But they have to do it in order to get where they are at today. Because what? African people are not that developed. Well, we have time to develop now. So might as well we begin to pay attention to it. Because you're not going to get anything by you going up there and talk about democracy and Republican and the other rubbish that they have there. Okay? It's time for black people to look at them as scornful dogs. You see? Look at them with scorn. Not because they use theft and steal what we have and behaving like, oh, you know, military now and you have a lot of afraid of them. They are afraid of the truth. I'm telling you. You don't behave like an idiot for them to blow your brains out, and they are confronted with the truth. They don't want no part of the truth. Okay? They tell someone lie, and lies that show them to not being civilized at all. They mix with other people's blood that drive them crazy, and they want to be the greatest when they are the worst. You're the worst culture on planet Earth. Because they make themselves of other people and make themselves of not who they are. You listen to what I'm saying? But you're afraid of them more than you know. You just take what I'm saying for granted. But I'm in the book. You're in a Bible. The Bible is not certified by not even a drunkard. Okay? So what are you going to get out of the Bible? It's all poor, whole bunch of lies what these a fucking ass people want to do every day. They lie and make black people turn fool. Now, listen. Listen to this. The Romans believe that the observation of proper ritual by state faith priests that they make up, right? By state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. It wasn't the gods having a right relationship with them. The gods don't know them in per se, don't mingle with them, right? So they are telling you the opportunity they have coming from where they are, learn with education and stuff from that, from the African people. This is where they learn it. This is where they learn what they are showing today, their abilities that they have. They did ask them the question, did you learn these things when you were 1.5 million years all the time before the gods came here? Did you learn any, what about these things? These gods never existed back then time. They couldn't tell you anything about gods back in before 450,000 years ago. They couldn't tell you nothing at all. So They are hiding it now. Like, they don't know about us. They don't, you know, they learn everything by themselves. But, my friend, the higher the monkey climb, the worse the fall is getting, right? Exposure at that is really going to dump you where you really didn't want to go, right? So this is what they're doing. You don't see we following these people and us begging them for bread. You don't see us going to Europe and trying to disturb them. But what do they do? Look at what they're writing about us. Look at what they get from us. You see? But why we are so weak is because we don't read it. We don't pay attention to that because our parents grow up in church. I was growing up in church too. Now, get the truth for yourself and you'll see the difference it makes. Now, they go on to say this, and you're going to hear more time, they call the name gods. These sodomite people, them. You see, they were covering up, you know, their sodomy for a long time. Remember when they came to Miami? When they came to the U.S. in Miami, they come out from the closet, okay? Them, because they learned to fuck ass from a long, long time. They can't stop it now. They make laws now, you know, come to America, and they're making laws in England and stuff like that. They make fucking ass, you know, a normal thing. So you got to understand who white people are mixing up with us. And talk about their government, really, from when? No. When you know that A.D. Anadamani is a bunch of, decay stuff, what are you going to do when you're in a church where these honest fucking idiots, they're telling you that in the year of our Lord, I'm not Nagasa. What you do with that? Now, listen to me, my friends. Nobody cannot make you do anything, but I tell you what, nobody don't make me do anything. But as soon as I proclaim, I say, identify the truth, I proclaim it. And nobody can stop me from doing that. You see what I'm saying? All right. Now, this, the fact that they find out, when them carry on the observation that is done to the gods, he said it put them in a right relationship with the gods. This guarantee peace and prosperity that we should be having now, and that we have. They must say the right thing, but are the wrong thing they mean. You see? All right. So he says, indeed, the Romans believe, talking about them faggot self, calling themselves Romans, that's when they take away. They take away the rights and the good things from the African people, the properties and everything. When they talk like this, nobody don't raise no hell with them. Because they know they're riding smooth. You see, pretty soon they soon get where they want to go. Because right now, they don't get there yet. Right? Because AD never come in yet when they attack them, whole bunch of fuckers here. Now, this guarantee peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success, their faggot success, that they were on a rampage killing black people. They call it success. They believe that their success killing the black people and in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods to do evil. Just one second. What's up?
I wonder if I could make you another promise to call you when we're done. All right, I'm done. All right, cool. And I call you. All right.
thank you very much for holding the line there. And, you know, I'm saying these things with a very heavy heart. When I say heavy heart, I was feeling sleepy before I came on. When I'm talking this kind of stuff, I am a different person. I'm a different person. If I wanted to sleep, I don't want to sleep once I start talking this. It wakes me up. You know what I mean? Because there's nobody high enough on earth to go beyond the power in what I'm reading here. This is the truth. You don't hear nobody talking about it. So it must be special. You see, because it's the condemnation of these people who make a propaganda of what the gods came to earth and did. Okay? Now, since they are able to mock the gods, well, what I'm doing is mocking them. Because here I'm reading it, what they say, not nobody else say. They say it, right? And to show how, you know, when black people know exactly the trick they work, what will become of them? These sodomites will pack up themselves in all of our territory and say it's theirs. Move on. Listen some more. He says that they had earned the favor of the gods. As the politician, the guy I was telling about, Cicero, as the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. He's talking about black people now. What they have done to us with their, you know, later on with their AD and Adamani. But before the AD and Adamani, the kind of stuff that they have done for 600 years to the black people and governed by the gods. So he said, because they have overcome the nations of the world, because we have realized, so they are saying they have realized now that the world is directed and governed by the gods. Now, that's what I wanted to tell you. There's a lot more to tell you from this World History textbook, National Geographic. And so let's go now to my next portion, because time is speeding away and I want you to hear as much as is into what I'm saying here. All right, let's go to the special feature that I wanted to talk about. Challenge. No history shows civilization exists on earth before the Elohim gods. Always say, you know, unabashedly, this is history, and unless someone can come up and show me this is not history, then I'll have some work to do here to find out. You know, because if you can cite the right certified history textbook, like the history, I mean, like National Geographic, only for where I know these sodomites are hiding out because they think they have authority to write into authority book. But you see, in order for white people to write authority book, they will have to prove that their concept of creation is right and that they are civilized. They have to prove that. So they have to prove in literal history, prehistory, certified history, that they are a civilized creation. They have to show that. You see, they can't come up, you know, that's the reason why they try to intermingle with other people with blood to be better off. because they know they're not going any further than where they are as Homo erectus, right? So this is what I'm trying to tell you, is that these white people will never be able to prove nothing as legitimate creation at all. And what they write in the Bible is an effort to destroy other people's mind to believe nonsense. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael Bin, making background discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. Don't tell these sodomites with the church about this. Although I read all those things that is in the world book that they said and pin what they call the name Sada romance to it, they don't have anywhere to hide. White people don't have anywhere to hide. Okay? That they, what they have done to the African people. Right? And they do it because they are sour. They do it because they don't have a brain that is civilized. And we can see where they have walked and what they have done. And how they have sense to make up stories. This is what we're talking about. Now, it's only that people will know when they discover somebody lying to them and doing all kind of things. They go here, they go here, they do that, they do this, and give you evidence. They give it in the Bible. They give you it in real history that they are faggots. They are not civilized. And they are not rulers of the African people. African people must stand up with the history, with kingship. So here is this piece of evidence that shows the places over there in Africa where African people actually come from. Right? And all you have to do is Google Earth International Research Society. Say, welcome to the newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael Tellinger is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer in from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about, yes, making discoveries about a vanished civilization, vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. This is not a novel. It is not a fictional book. This is actual, and this is not science fiction. This is literal history. Okay? So it says, his continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us. Evidence that will force us. And the white people know about the evidence too. But they want to rule the world. They are sodomites. And they're not giving up their fucking ass for nobody. And this is what Michael Tellinger says. He says that He says that we will be forced to write our history books. That's what he says. Because compelling evidence proves that these white people are lying, you see. Scholars have told us that the first civilization on earth, when you say scholars, you're talking about these sodomite people who say them ruling the world right now. Are them? Who say them are scientists and all kind of educators. Not saying they are not some educators, but what side are they on? Their head on? They are faggots. And they never learn in this state of being Homo erectus. They learn after the 12,000 years ago. They didn't know nothing before that. Okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. So it goes on to say that these faggots called scholars have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. You know, and them think they're, you know, it ruins the mind of people who are trying to learn about the truth. You see? New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joan Enney, and a team of leading scientists, southern tip of Africa, they prove that it is not true. What they are saying about 600 years is not true. New archaeological scientific discovery made by Michael Tellinger, Joan Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael Tellinger reveal and our researchers on reveal. The mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces. Yes, yes, agricultural terraces. Terraces and thousands of ancient mines. Thousands of ancient mines. I think sometime I was trying to say there were a million. I made mistake if anybody hear me saying that. But yeah, but correctly he has it here. Terraces and thousands of ancient mines left behind by a vanished civilization. It's a civilization that never mingle up with the African people. You see, African people were kept where they, you know, where they were given, right? Now, which we know called the first people. You see what I mean? This is the first people, civilized people. So that's the civilization that was first on the earth. The civilization, I say. Because I told you that the European were in Europe 1.5 million years ago. All right? So let's get it right. So it goes on. Who is the vanished civilization? It is the Elohim people who brought kingship to earth and do all those things and then go back to their homeland, right? To the 10th planet in the solar system. So, my friends, listen. It goes on to say, these settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas state, the state of Texas, about twice the size of it, they carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshiped the sun, and were the first to carve an image in Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge, thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptian ever came to light. You check that out. Obtain this information when time began. That's the title. By Zachariah Sitchin. Chapter 10, page 255. My friends, I want to thank you for coming in. And may you have some blessing on you. And we will see you on the next episode. It's, you know, this is for all of us to think about. Because what is going on the planet right now, you know, it must stop. These white people must get out. They must get out. All what they come and establish and stuff like that, it's not theirs. I'll prove it to you. It's not theirs. So how they're going to get out, it's their business. The way they come is the way they go. Blessings to you. Just a second. I'm going to, like, try to play a little music to see if I can make any good sound to anybody out there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.